For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, man. That's Jimmy Page playing lead guitar on that one. And the awesome Paul Rogers, who was in a bunch of different bands, including Bad Company, of course, singing on that. The Firm. I kind of forgotten about The Firm, Sue.
Oh, I love
Remember
The
that
Firm.
Song?
Yes.
That's a great song from, it was 80s, wasn't it?
It
or did that go
like
into the
me.
90s?
Maybe, I don't know.
I'd have to check on that. But I put that in the bumper rotation. It is love on it. The Spotify playlist. You can always find that at the end of the show on the X, formerly Twitter. I put the list of the songs. And a couple of weeks ago, I started doing the Spotify thing. So if you just want to, you know, at the end of the show, press play on Spotify and listen to all the bumper music from today's show. I'm guessing a few thousand people out there will probably do that soon.
Oh, for sure.
Before they go to bed tonight. But you can do it. You can absolutely do it. Hey, so we're at a fish fry a few weeks ago. This was a little bittersweet today for the roundtable because it was the first time we were in the studio in like 6 weeks. But there was a woman that came up to me a couple of weeks ago at Queen of All Saints who knew John O'Leary. I think there might have even been a distant relation or something like that. And I said, oh, I love John. And, you know, John has gotten to know my friend Chris Smith. By the way, Chris's book is out now, My Fatal First Date. We had him on the show on Tuesday talking about that and his inspirational story. But then this person at the fish fry, we were saying, wait, when does the movie come out? And I Googled it, and there didn't seem to be a definitive answer because Sony's making this movie. They filmed it here in St. Louis. One thing led to another. I saw John post something on Facebook.
I did, too.
And he's with us tonight. That was a long-winded intro, and I apologize because you're the star here. How are you, Mr. O'Leary?
Reardon, I fell asleep during the intro. Remind me what we're supposed to talk about.
I deserve that, John O'Leary, wholeheartedly. But I'm so excited because now there seemingly is an answer to when the movie's coming out, right?
There is an answer. And truly, it's awesome to be on your show. Thanks for your work and your words and the intro to Chris. And for going to fish fries, man. So I'm a big fan of you and your work. As far as the movie was picked up by Sony on Tuesday this week, which is a huge deal for us and for our community. And it's going to be in theaters around the country and around the world starting October 10th.
So, John, I guess when you make, and I want to kind of go back to your story and people who might not be familiar with it, we should give them up to date. But with a project like this, you know, you come in, you got a script, you got producers, you got money, you make the movie, but then you're never quite sure what the end project's going to be or the end product, and you don't know who's going to release it, if it's going to go straight to video, well, it used to be video, straight to streaming, but a theatrical release in October, in the fall, that's kind of a big deal, dude. I think you know that, right?
Well, the whole thing, the whole story is miraculous. It's not just like unlikely, it's impossible. So from surviving childhood burns to 100% of your body, that just doesn't happen. That's impossible. To having a relatively ordinary and good life afterwards doesn't happen. And the speaking career that you're aware of, I'm an introvert, dyslexic, and struggle academically. That doesn't happen. Terrified of flying. And yet that's the world we live in now. Into this film that you mentioned, the film wasn't produced by Sony. It was independently financed and funded. It was created by people with a dream of sharing this story, and we had no money. And even to draw on the assets, about 94% of the money raised was raised right here by people in St. Louis. And the very cool thing is then we filmed it here in St. Louis. The arch is the backdrop in a bunch of the shots. The community, the culture, the character of St. Louis shines. Not only for us to celebrate in October, like I'm thrilled about that, but more importantly, I think nationally and internationally, we occasionally, believe it or not, get a pretty black eye for how sometimes we show up in national headlines. And this film, man, it's nothing but good news. It's going to be a true celebration of our community.
So, John, I think you told me Sean McNamara, when he came into St. Louis just to kind of assess the situation, that's when he said, oh, we have to shoot it here, right?
Right. And so Sean McNamara has directed Soul Surfer. He directed Reagan last year.
Yep.
He's a stud. He's a great director, great guy. And we had everything planned to film it out in Vancouver. There's a bunch of tax rebates. It's easier and cheaper to film out there, Vancouver, Canada. Then he came to St. Louis to meet my mom and dad, to be just kind of polite. And then I took him on a tour of St. Louis, down to the Arch, Busch Stadium, Art Museum, down to St. Louis University and beyond. And it was while walking through the quad at St. Louis U, he goes, man, where are we? And I'm like, man, this is where I went to college.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, this place needs to be in a film. And I'm like, all right, man. So we just started moving things forward. And as you know, Mark, the state laws were changed so we could film here in Missouri. 550 Missourians went to work while we were in town. It's just super cool how things collided perfectly to draw this film forward and then ultimately to land a deal like Sony.
I forgot, do you have two actors or even more playing you? Is somebody playing a younger John O'Leary and then some are playing an older?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
John O'Leary, or how does that work? Or can
you tell us? And, just context for your listeners, John O'Leary was burned when he was 9.
Yeah.
So that's part of the story. It's before he gets burned, during the fire, and then shortly after. And that's a little guy named James McCracken out of Chicago. Then they needed a far older, a far more handsome version of John when he was in his 20s. So they got a guy named Joel Courtney. Joel Courtney is
awesome.
An incredible actor. Yeah. I think he's got like 14 million followers online. When he and I used to go out when he was in town filming, if you're like between the age of 15 and 25, you know who Joel is. Like, young ladies love Joel. And yet this guy is so humble. He's so cool. He was so bought into the project. He loves St. Louis. He's coming back for the release. So there's just a lot of cool buzz going on around this. So, Mark, when you texted me, when Fred texted me earlier week, it was right before we announced. So your timing was right on.
Well, and then we have to talk about Bill Macy, because, and I feel like I can call him Bill, because he plays Jack Buck, and Jack Buck plays such a role in this. And John, I'm thinking about this. So many of us here not only know your story, but we certainly, if we don't know your story, we know of Jack Buck. But there's a whole lot of people in this country that are going to really be, I think, wowed by that particular portion of the story, right?
It's the best part. I mean, so I was able to invite all the actors who participated to join us for Not. And at the end of each video, I would remind the actors that, by the way, you're the hero in the story. To a nurse, to siblings, to my parents, these folks who play me in the film. And the only person I said, you're not the hero, was to Joel, the guy who plays me. The reality is, man, I'm not the hero in this story. I made mistakes. I've screwed up a whole bunch of times. And people just kept showing up for me. And no one showed up in a more mighty way than Jack Buck, this Hall of Fame radio announcer. Baseball, football. I mean, the guy's all over the place touching lives. And he hears about a little boy who gets burned. He hears that the little boy is going to die. And rather than just saying, you know, hashtag thoughts and prayers, he goes to the hospital that evening to visit. And then he goes back again and again, even in spite of the fact that the little boy probably won't survive. So Jack Buck saved my life, as you know, Mark. He taught me how to write. He did a whole lot more for me later on in life than we'll go into during this conversation. And we needed a big-time actor to play Jack Buck, someone who can convey that gravitas and that presence and that voice. And so we reached out to William H. Macy, who is, I think, one of the finest actors out there. And then after he said yes, and as he starts showing up in St. Louis and joining us for dinner and everything else, like, Bill's a nice guy. He's humble. He's funny. He's down to earth. So I think the folks who see the film are going to really enjoy Bill Macy.
Now, John, have you been able to see any of the film at this point or not?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I'm a producer in the film.
Yeah,
and
I knew you're. I just didn't know how that worked, though. So you've seen, you even saw probably dailies and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, they do dailies each day, and we watch those to see how it's going. And then they put the film together, and then we test it, and then we test it again and again. And those numbers give you, like, hey, what's working, what's not. So you move things around, you cut some scenes. And then Sony has their hands on it now.
Yeah.
So we're second seat to the big dogs out in California, and they will make additional changes. They're going to pay attention to the audience scores. And then they'll be rolling this thing out in October, and it's a big international release.
That is so exciting. I mean, I'm excited. And by the way, I'm sitting here, Sue. I get chills when I hear you talking about this story, John, and you talk about Jack Buck. I get chills. I really do. So I'm so excited, and you have to be, that this is going to get a really, really good platform for a lot of people to see. And we need movies like this. We need movies that are inspiring, right?
And we need St. Louis celebrated.
Yes.
Listen, the reality is I could live anywhere I want, and my wife and I choose to raise kids here. We've been to the baseball game 3 times already this year, man. 2 losers, 1 winner, but we'll be back. We choose St. Louis, and I want the nation, and I want St. Louis, listening to our conversation, to recognize how good it is. Not perfect. There's some mistakenness. There's some brokenness. But at our core, we're good. It's our character that sets us apart. And you see that character again and again and again throughout the film.
Well, I can't wait. It's called Soul on Fire. It's going to be out in October. John O'Leary, I love you. You know that. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon. And my guess is this little segment's a best of that's going to like run on Memorial Day weekend and maybe another holiday too. But John, good luck with everything. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank y'all for your work.
All right, take care. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
And he did hook up with Chris Smith, and I don't even know if they've actually met, but they connected. I tried to help you know, Chris meet John, and they have a lot in common from, you know, an inspirational story point of view. And Chris, by the way, has a new book out that's called My Fatal First Date, and it's out this week.
I have a question that you may know, and I didn't want to interrupt you during that thing, but how does that work? You raise funds from people, just everyday people, to do a movie, and then somebody shops it, and eventually Sony picks it up?
Yeah, like, let me... So there's a script, right? I mean,
yeah.
The process varies, because if you go into, you know, books that are turned into movies that are higher profile, like J.K. Rowling,
right,
and stuff, that's a whole different process. But look, as he indicated, I have my friend Jeff Drew, I've spoken mm-hmm. to him before, the king, as we call him, he's an investor. There's a bunch of people that got together, and then you put enough money to meet the budget and do what the, you know, the director and the producers seem to need. And then I didn't realize, you know, because this is something that you don't hear talked about a lot, that they're in L.A. and they're showing this movie, I'm assuming in L.A., I should ask him that. And I don't know if there's 30 people in there, and then they have scores, right? I've gone to some of these things for TV pilots before,
okay,
in the past. So you score, what do you like, what don't you like, which character do you like, which don't you like, what part of the movie is boring, what part of the movie is not boring. So then they put a final cut together, but then it does take a different life of its own when it gets to a Sony distributor,
sure,
because they are going to put their stamp on it and make sure that, well, then they'll handle the publicity, they'll
right.
handle the junkets, the interviews, the premieres, all that stuff. But to have a big studio behind this is the difference in it just playing at an art house and it playing at all of the theaters around St. Louis and around the country.
Well, before there was a big big Sony behind it, how did they get William H. Macy?
Because I think he was drawn to the story. Look, a lot of big actors take projects where you're not cashing the huge paycheck because they do it for the love mm-hmm. of their, you know, their skill. I don't, you know, I think John and Joel, the director, could probably tell you certainly much more about that. But you're able to get people for projects like this. And by the way, I don't know all the financials, but there's a part of me that thinks that Bill Macy's agent was smart enough to say, okay, you know, we're going to do this movie for this, but there's uh-huh. a percentage, you get points in the
yep.
movie based on success. And with Sony picking it up, rest assured, this is going to have a significant box office. I mean, you'd be looking at a movie that's
so
probably
cool.
making, even on the low end, $20-25 million on an opening weekend. If you promote it right, maybe, you know, maybe up to 50 or 60. It's not a comic book movie, so it's not going to make 80 or $100
right.
million. Dollars,
right.
But I think Sony realizes there's an audience for this. People like great inspirational stories. You got a great cast and an awesome story, and it's great to have St. Louis in the front of this.
Yay.
So that's awesome. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.